First, we need to do this.
And now, it's the driver's seat off the track update. Thanks to Burson Auto Parts. Burson, we know auto parts.
We certainly do. I always say that this is the most controversial segment because, you know, we have mentioned that we rattled a cage a little bit on this,
yes.
Don't we? Well, hang on. No, I'll be a bit more accurate. Matthew rattles the cage.
Don't come anywhere near me because I'm going to get struck by lightning and you might go down with the ship as well. No, look, we have reported on many things over the last sort of 6 or 8 months on this one. We have changed the news cycle. Most people like to release their special bits of information now on a Tuesday to try and gazump us, and occasionally that actually happens. Like last week when I was about to talk about SVG with Racing Trans Am, that got released earlier on the Wednesday, and Gabe's from Hunter Valley, one of our great listeners. She's a ripper. I'm going to answer your questions about SVG and Trans Am fairly soon.
We will get to all that, Gabe, so stick around too. And also, Michael, we're going to touch on the F1 in just a moment too. But,
yeah.
But before we do that, we thought for this week's edition of the Off The Track Update, thanks to Burson Auto Parts, they know auto parts. We thought that we'd get an old friend when it comes to the TCR.
Yeah, we tease him a lot because we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Yes, making his grand return to the driver's seat, the one and only Luke King. Welcome back, Lukey.
What was that? I don't even know what that was.
Well, that, you know why? That's because you're a young whippersnapper.
Kids and these
that was
days.
I know. That was the opening credit to Welcome Back, Cotter. Jump onto YouTube, look it up. I'm sure you'll see it.
John Travolta's first main gig.
It was.
Oh,
Mr. Carter. There you go.
I thought, considering you referenced the Oils show tonight, you might have played King on the Mountain.
Oh, boy, Nimsy.
Oh,
you let one go to the keeper there.
I let one go. You're the one that asked me to get bloody Welcome Back, Cotter. Straight under the bus.
Yeah. Flick McKeldin, flick passes, I mean, it's all under the bus. Hey, Lukey King, one of the things we've talked about in the Burson Off Track updates this year for TCR is that I have been outwardly critical about the stand deal. I have blown up. I have gone crazy like a two-bob watch. And I've mentioned in a lot of it, people like yourself, Jordan Cox, Tim Brooke in Trans Am, you all came under the blowtorch because of the new deal. Some people lost money. You didn't quite lose money. It was more the proximity of the final round of last year to the start of this year. But as a result, regardless, we haven't had you for the first two rounds. But you announced today, you're back, son. Congratulations.
Yeah, mate, super happy. Look, I actually fielded a few phone calls from mates who are drivers in TCR and other categories, and I was actually, while we knew we weren't really going to be running down there, was trying to help some of the other boys out, come up with answers for the stand deal. Obviously, that came through quite late, but we've had a couple of months now to sort of live with it. I think the numbers are starting to look a bit better, and we're obviously doing our best as drivers to sell that. And I think that it's going to come good. And with the whole package with Nine, I think it all should turn out pretty well.
So take us through the last couple of months, because you were red hot last year. I mean, you finished leading into the final round of Bathurst. I think you were second to your teammate, the eventual champion, Chaz Mostert. It's a stacked field of talent, and you gave it to him. You were the only one that was really consistently giving it to him. Typically, after a result like that, you roll into the next year with corporate funding, but it all kind of went awry at the end of last year. But tell me about the deal you've put together. Tell me about its longevity and what you hope to achieve with it.
Yeah, so, I mean, we were basically at the end of last year. Obviously, as you know, we finished up mid-December. We were waiting on some of our key sponsors to come back to us with answers. And unfortunately, because that last Bathurst round in December was so late, we were, applying for our funding for that event when we probably should have been doing it for the next season. So the timing was just off for us, and that really snowballed and affected us going into an early start for this year. So the emotion has been from, like, the elation of Bathurst and fighting Chaz, then to having a couple of pretty big shunts at Bathurst, which turned out to be our last round and our one and only DNF last year. Mm-hmm. And then thinking that we were going to be running this year and then not running. And then now we've got, you know, a couple of really great partners on board for this year. We've got a new team, new car owner. We've got a lot of people behind us. And, mate, I'm just really excited to be back.
It's another thing, too, that what was fairly disappointing, and this is why we've been a little bit, like, don't get us wrong, we love the Stan deal. Like, I think it's great coverage. Matty White, he's actually part of the SEN family here, and he's been championing it on his show, and it's really, you know, provide a lot of access. But at the same time, it's also locked out a lot of people. And last year, I mean, Matty can even attest to this, we were having, you know, guys like Jordan Cox come through, Benny Barguana, all sort of this new unearthed amount of talent, yourself as well, Luke, and all of these teams sort of coming to the forefront because you were on Seven and you were getting a couple of new games, throwing punches with your established names like Caruso and Lee Holdsworth and Chaz Garth Tander. It was a really cool sort of little mix. And now I feel like we're seeing that drop off a bit. But just reading between the lines here, Luke, are a lot of other people in the paddock that you've talked to sort of found their way to navigate through and say, like, okay, well, this is what the deal is. It's going to be like for the next couple of years. How can we sort of maximize this?
I think, yeah, it's got to be surrounded with positivity. And I mean, all of this backlash happened when Supercars went behind the Foxtel paywall, right? So the KO thing, like, we're all paying for premium motorsport now, and that's what TCR is being sold as. And I think, like, we still have the Carusos, the Fabians, the Wills, those guys in there helping to show the standard of racing. And then you've got your battlers like me, Coxie, Buchan, you know, Aaron Cameron, like young contenders in there who are, you know, trying to hit it out against those boys who can't, you know, can't justify getting onto the supercars ladder and going through Super 2 to get to the top of the sport here. So, I mean, I think TCR's got so much potential. Like, Matt knows very well that my pathway is looking towards the World Touring Car Series. And we're still looking at doing a wild card in WTCR this year. So, I think that it's all going to come together. It's going to be slow, but in the end, if Stan can present a good offering for us and TCR is, you know, quality television the same way that the Supercars broadcast is, then there's no reason why you wouldn't want to see it.
Yeah, look, I agree with you, Luke. I think the product is very good, what they produce. I just hope it gets in front of more eyeballs as we move forward. But let's move away from the Stand deal. I'm more pumped about your new deal coming forward. You're going to make it to the mountain this weekend, which is, I think, round three of TCR.
That's correct.
Which is outstanding. In a Hyundai. So you've gone away from the Audis and you're now into what has been a pretty good platform to be competitive, the Audi i30.
Yeah,
sorry,
well,
the Hyundai
Audi
i30. the Hyundai i30, not the Audi i30.
Absolutely, mate. I mean, Will, like, obviously had won with the Hyundai back in 2019.
That's Will Brown.
Will Brown, sorry. That car has won world championships. It's won a heap of domestic series. So for us, we were sort of looking at, you know, the age-old problem of what budget do we have, what does that fit, and what's going to be the most competitive package. The Audi that we were in last year is one of the oldest cars on the grid now. You've got Jay Hansen's brand new Gen 2 Audi in there, which is going to be a hard thing to beat. And my logic around this was, you know, finding a team that fitted our budget, fitted, you know, our moral standards, and we wanted to put a deal together that worked for everybody. So, and that's what this Hyundai does. And I reckon it's got the chance to have some really good results at places like Sydney, where we saw it do well. And to be honest, it's due for its BOP to come back. So I'm praying like hell that it swings around like a boomerang in the next two events and we'll be on top of the podium.
That's the hard thing, isn't it, Luke? Because if we look at this time last year when TCR were there, you mentioned BOP there, that's balance of performance, which gets allocated to each manufacturer to try and keep the whole series relatively level. The Hyundai really hurt with their balance of performance. They were mobile chicanes. I remember speaking to Joshy Buchan and he said, mate, if it's going to be like this, we just won't bother coming back. So do you know, when do you know what your balance of performance is going to be? Has that already been announced? So you essentially know what you're going to get when you get there?
Well, there was actually quite a decent update to the BOP regs. About 2 weeks ago, it came out from WSC, who are the governing body for all the TCR championships across the world. And what that was a ride height increase to the new Gen 2 Audi, which is Hansen's car. So there's only that car racing in the world at the moment. So it means that the WSC are paying attention to what's happening in Australia. And I think probably us coming across from Audi to Hyundai is going to give them a pretty good indication of where the Hyundai is at, seeing our past results and then where we sort of land in the Hyundai. So I'm hoping that, you know, our experience from last year and all of my experience from my racing career can play into helping Hyundai to develop that car through the season. And if we get a little bit of BOP back, I think that's all it's going to need to turn it into a race winner.
One thing that you do have up against you is, of course, you know, like in terms of like, you know, ball sports, like footy players always talk about being match fit, you know, having game time. And you haven't been in the seat since you were at Bathurst, you know, last November. Was it November or December?
Yeah.
Yep.
December.
Yeah.
December. Late December. Yep. Early December.
Early December. Yeah. But so first off, you're in a brand new car, but you're at a track that you already know. So it's kind of like kind of good, kind of bad. Like, what's your sort of mindset going into this round?
I am not complicating this weekend at all.
Because you haven't done a test day, have you?
No. We are going into this fresh as. So it's gonna be an interesting weekend. I'm planning on making it as uneventful as possible in terms of, you know, any negative results going on. And we're just going to try and do our best to get through. I think the top 10, top 5 would be great for us. And then we can really sit down after Bathurst and think about what we're going to do for Sydney. But I've got to tell you, having the 1 year break out of the seat from COVID and then going straight into Tassie last year and sort of being toe-to-toe with Chaz straight away in quali, that gave me a hell of a lot of confidence to know that if I ever am out of the seat for a long time, I should be able to get in and adapt pretty quickly within, you know, a session or so, and away we go. So the biggest challenge this weekend is going to be adapting to a new car around possibly one of the hardest tracks in the world. So no big deal, right?
Yeah, you'd be right.
What could go wrong at Bathurst? speaking of which, and Luke's going to find this very embarrassing, Nimsy, but I feel I want to talk about this. After my accident, and I want to talk about it publicly because it's a nod to the sort of bloke that Luke is. When I had my accident at Bathurst last year and I was shipped off to hospital, Luke and his beautiful lady Lizzie were down at the mountain as well doing TCR, saw the accident, obviously, knew that I had a motorhome from my great partners at Let's Go Motorhomes in the camping area. When I got out of hospital and I came back to my camper van, Luke had got, of his own volition, knowing that I wouldn't be able to do it, went back to the camper van and packed up all of my stuff, packed my bags, packed all my kit, all my gear, absolutely everything, knowing that I wouldn't be able to do it. And again, without being asked to do it or anything, just off his own bat went, well, Matt's in a bit of trouble here. I might go and give him a hand. So I just wanted to publicly thank you, Luke King, and your beautiful partner, Lizzie. They drove the camper van back for me to Sydney because I wasn't able to drive, obviously. Did me the world's massive favour. So, if you're at Mount Panorama this weekend, make sure you get behind Luke King because he's one of the hardest working blokes in pit lane. He's a bloody good driver and he's an even better bloke. So, mate, I am forever thankful and I'm super pumped that you are back, and I'm super glad that the companies that you've picked up have seen what sort of bloke you are and have chosen you to represent their brands. They couldn't choose a better bloke, and I'm wrapped for you, mate.
That's the best wrap that I've ever had, mate. Thank you for that. Because the amount of sanitizer that I needed to use on my hands after picking out your dirt floor was unbelievable. I should have a hand sanitizing sponsor on the car this weekend, but I still need it. I also skimmed a couple of your credit cards too. That's how I'm running.
See what a great bloke you are. I wondered why the fuel bill for my Let's Go motorhome was about $1,500 to go a couple of hundred k's. Jeez.
Although, that, on a more serious note, though, because we've obviously seen what the Audi looks like. What's the Hyundai going to look like? Do we get a cheeky livery reveal or anything coming down the line? What can we look to expect on the side of the doors? Let us know what the stickers are. Come on, mate.
Mate, well, our good friend Tim Pattinson's done the design for us, and he came up with it in a very short time period. It is looking awesome. It's going to get revealed tomorrow, so you can expect to see some familiar colours from Moutai on there. Moutai's
back, which is great. That's your Chinese alcohol brand.
Yep, correct. The Chinese firewater, that is right. that will be fueling our car this weekend. Zip Pay, who are a buy now, pay later. If you don't know them, look them up. You should know them. They're available at all super cheap stores. So they're, you know, disrupting the market and trying to get rid of credit cards and all that sort of thing and make the payment possibilities happen for people who need to access that sort of cash flow.
Nice.
Zip is on the car, and we are making it zippy this weekend at Bathurst.
Very nice.
Hey, and Lukey, we've just had two text messages come in. One of them says, "Did Luke sell your stuff?" in reference to my stuff. I don't think he did. There's a couple of things I can't find, but I'm pretty sure I just lost it. And a great friend of ours, at Peter from Munta Bay in South Australia, he said, "With that rap, Luke needs to get the good guys on board with sponsorship." Say, Luke King. Good guys, see,
nice.
Rolls off the tongue.
Zip to pay something from the good guys.
There you go, Peter. You're a thinker, mate. I love what you've done there.
But it's all about synergy.
We're genuinely happy you're back, brother.
Thank you, boys. I've got to give a couple of shout outs, if that's all right.
Of course, please do. Please.
We've got Fast Track Communications, who have been on the car with us for 6 years. Those guys have been one of our strongest supporters. We wouldn't have been able to put that deal together without them. So they're going to be on the front of the car, down on the cheekbones. And then we've got Pertamina Lubricants, who were on the car with us back in 2019 when we finished vice champions in the 86 series. So it's a culmination of all the sponsors over the years. And I've got to say a special shout out to a little sign writers workshop in West Gosford, back in my hometown, Central Coast. There's sparkles coming out of their garage door right now because they are applying that livery to that car. Mitch, John and Richie are all there sorting that car out, and they've been putting designs on my car since 2016, and awesome. They've been along the journey the whole way. So
awesome.
If we didn't have sign specialists on board doing all of our design work and liveries for us, we would not be on track and presenting as well as we do. So shout out to the boys.
They're partners, mate. They're not. We say in this business sponsors very loosely, but when you've had people on your car for years and years and years, they are partners. They're partners in you as a person and your career. So now tomorrow you're releasing the livery so we can all see it. Where can we find it?
So tomorrow we'll be releasing the livery. It'll be at Super Cheap at Bathurst, which is at one of the new store openings that we're doing. There's a driver signing happening there from between 4:30 to 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. So anyone who's listening, come down. You can see the Moutai Zip Hyundai TCR be unveiled. There'll be about 10 of the boys down there all doing signings. I've got livery posters, you know, collectible posters ready to go.
Nice. And socials? What about your socials, mate? Where can we? Because you're releasing it at what time tomorrow, the livery?
Tomorrow, the livery will be released around 4 o'clock.
Right. Okay. And you'll be able to catch it on your socials too?
Yep, absolutely. So socials, just at Luke King Racing on Instagram and Luke King Racing on Facebook, and lukekingracing.com.au. So you can find me there. Feel free to send us a message, ask some questions about what Matt's credit card numbers are and whatever else. Be happy to answer that for anyone who wants to know.
Very nice. But hey, look, it's good to get you back on the show, mate. It's even better to see you back on the grid. And before we let you go, we do have to give you this. Yeah, we'll look forward.
Yeah, that's better.
There it is.
Thanks for jumping on board the show, mate. And we can't wait to see you on flying around Mount Panorama in the Hyundai.
Good luck, brother.
Should be good, yeah. looking forward to being the rogue this year and not worrying about the championship too much.
Should be good fun, mate. But go well this weekend.
All right. Cheers, boys.
There we go. Luke King joining us for our Burson Auto Parts off the track update. Burson Auto Parts, known for first-class knowledge and service. And that is the sort of stuff that we